Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.
Who else will open this third and final hour for us but an Olympic silver medalist? We are so, so proud of our next guest who's holding on to the line right now. And we know she's really busy, but we really had to speak to her because, you know, Chloe, we've been watching the Olympics and from day one. And we were so excited when she handed Team South Africa another medal. Bianca Batendag, our South African surfer, our silver medalist, our golden child. We are so happy. Welcome to the Turnstiles. Firstly, Bianca, a big congratulations to you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on the show this morning.
I don't even know how it feels to win at that level. Maybe if you could put emotions into words for us normal South Africans who can only just get to as close to the Olympics by watching TV, how would you summarize it? What words would you use?
Well, so about 2 weeks ago, I was exactly the same as you. I also didn't think any or expect anything from the game, so it was a dream come true in every sense of the word. I still need to pinch myself. There's obviously an overwhelming amount of emotion and it's just too much to put into words. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to, but just so blessed to be able to represent South Africa. I'm proudly South African, especially living in the Garden Route, the place that I call home. I'm so thankful for all the support from home. It still feels like a dream, so I won't be able to explain exactly.
No, we fully understand. I think it's just one of those magical moments where you really can't put words to it. But talk to us, Bianca, your experience of being at the village, being with Team South Africa and other athletes. How was that for you? Also, what was memorable with this Olympics besides the medal? But what else do you take from this Olympics?
Well, I obviously didn't know what to expect. I've never been competing in a sporting event at that scale, so when I landed in Tokyo, the dream started, and I had the whole team South Africa. We were all living together, and my roommates actually were more involved in athletics. So I had a javelin thrower, two triathletes, a canoeist, and a long distance runner, all living in the same unit. And we just developed such a good friendship and camaraderie amongst the team, which is certainly being an individual sport doesn't happen often. So everyone would clap for you when you come home, and it just had such a good team spirit there in Tokyo.
Tell us, Bianca, I mean, when you look into mental health, it's something that's come out a lot way even before the Olympics. And I was telling Bali the other week that the amount of pressure, it seems quite enormous. And just being at the Olympics, that already seems like something quite great. But how do you now channel to have that positivity to ensure that you go on and grab that silver medal?
Well, yeah, mental health is obviously very important, and just mental preparation in general. I feel like more athletes are seeing sports psychologists, etc., because they realize what an advantage it can be to your performance. So that is a hot topic at the moment, and it should be. But yeah, the mind is the biggest contributor to the eventual result, and yeah, big a large part of it is obviously a mental battle before you even reach the water or the track in that case.
I was watching the video of your warm welcome from Team South Africa at the village, and it's the same one that we also saw with Tatiana as well. And I was like, I'm loving the South African spirit and just this camaraderie as well. But I mean, your parents must be absolutely proud. Were you on your phone the whole time, or did you want to get onto your phone as soon as you were done with your surfing, the final? Or had you been on your phone the whole time, or did you just want to remain focused?
No, so I'm on my phone quite a lot, mainly just to get some advice about technical stuff like that. But my mom is an avid sports supporter, and she was sending her pearls of wisdom through. So before and after heats, I would obviously check in to see what they thought of the performance, etc. So yeah, I was in constant contact with them. We had this little WhatsApp group going around. They obviously had to stay up very early hours of the morning to watch the heats. So yeah, very, very grateful for my family and friends' support.
So now that you've tasted being on the podium, Are we seeing you in the next 4 years?
Unfortunately not. That was my last competitive surfing stint. And a really good opportunity for closure. And happy to have ended my career on a high. So that will be the end for me at the Olympics. First and last, went up with a bang. And looking forward to the next chapter in my life at this stage.
Is there a reason why you want to retire at 27?
Yes, well, I guess I felt like I'd exploited all opportunities given to me in the sport, of which the Olympics was probably the most important one. And yeah, I feel like my heart has moved on, and I'm not gonna pretend it hasn't.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not justified if you're not giving your heart and soul to the sport to carry on.
So can you give us maybe a bit of a tease as to where are we going to see Bianca Batendach next?
So I'm actually involved in an NGO in George called Life Community Services. I'm actually sitting in their office at the moment. And we're busy planning on building a primary school next year. I'll be involved with the project management and the fundraising for that. So if anyone is interested, you can Google Life Community Services in George. And you'll find all the information you need.
Ah, Bianca, an Olympic silver medalist and now giving back to the community. I mean, what a way. Your legacy is going to live on, definitely, in Team South Africa. Thank you so much for taking the time. You know, I'm sure you're tired of interviews because everybody probably wants to talk to you. Well, it comes with the territory. We did not say you must be this great, okay? Now we all want a piece of you. But thank you so much, Bianca. You deserve this from the turnstiles.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We couldn't just let you go just like that. But good luck, hey, for your project with the NGO, building the primary school as well. And we pray just, you know, for more success in your career and your endeavors in the future.
I appreciate it so much, Kirill. Thank you for that.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. That was our Olympic silver medalist, surfer, Bianca Batendach, only at 27 years old. She's already hanging her surfing board, and she's saying, look, I've done everything that I possibly can in surfing, and now my heart has moved on. And I love that she's honest at 27.
A 360 degree view on sports.